yeah.
So your dad's livelihood was fishing, like
it would have been more or less fishing, yeah. And then you got the
raising cattle and selling the odd
small amount of cattle and
yeah,
well, very few sheep at that time. Yeah.
I suppose he walked up to the Dunlow Fair with them.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And you'd buy an odd small animal down in Derry Beg, it was known as Briney's Fair.
Oh yeah.
And that was on the last Monday of every month. And the only one that I remember him buying there and taking across on the boat would have been in the last Monday of October 1956, approximately.
So you would tie the calf on the boat?
Or? Yeah, well, they would stand, the animal would stand on the boat. The animals back then were much quieter than animals today, like, because they were handled, all cows were hand milked then, the calves were bucket fed.
Yeah.
A lot of them were used on tethers.
Yeah.
And they were much quieter than the animals you would have today, because they're nearly all sucking. And the only time they would be handled now is when they're being tested or put into the shed or the byre for to be loaded on the wagon for the mart.
So you remember often not only that incident of like one calf, but like, do you remember them taking cows across? And
yeah, I remember cows being swam across. Yeah.
Yeah.
They would just be too big for the size of the boat, or maybe wouldn't feel happy about that special animal in the boat. You know, they'd be wee bit
taken into one bag. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to in Gola. They would come in from Gola, and they would have their sometimes the feet would be tied, and they would be lying on the nets and the boat, you know. And I remember them telling about a horse being taken from the wee slipway up there into Gola, and it was tossed on the pier up there, and on a big cover tarpaulin, and his legs tied, and then maybe 10 men lifted the horse beast into the half decker and headed off for Gola.
Yeah. It was tough going.
It was.
Wasn't it, Richard?
It was. Aye.